Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels, who right now are thanking our essential and frontline workers with the chance to win one of five $2,000 hotel vouchers. To nominate someone who has gone above and beyond over the last couple of months, visit needabreak.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
Here we go, guys and girls. Get ready.
Big Tuesday.
Yeah. We're going to start off with controversial comments that you made yesterday on this show that has fired up our listeners, Jane.
I'm sticking to my comments, we will discuss that later.
We'll do that straight off the bat. In the meantime, how dare you?
Oh, well, there's a few
of those happening. Which is, I think, derived from what you've said yesterday. We'll be up and running. We've got a few topics to cover.
Well, you might have a how dare you as well.
I've got a few. Don't you worry about that, my friend.
Really? Okay, that sounds good. Hey, Deadpool, we didn't get to this yesterday.
I love this. I love this. Can I make a couple of predictions?
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, actually,
having listened to all the evidence, I'd like
to. It's exhausting.
Oh, my God.
It's exhausting.
Well, we've got new Johnny Depp news coming up as well. Right. You may see him in the ring.
Oh.
That's another
one. Oh, yeah, that's big news. That's Fight Club news
Fight Club news. We'll cover that. Our guest today is Lee Sales.
Excellent.
Host of 7:30.
Yeah.
A victim
she does a great
of some
job.
Terrible, terrible stuff on
social media.
I want to talk to her about that, and you've got some music chat, I believe.
Well, I have. She put me onto a podcast that I'm going to share with everybody, and I'm loving it.
Is it Dave's
music
one about Billy Joel that as yet hasn't been written?
It's not that one, no.
How's it coming along, Dave?
Still haven't quite got to it yet.
Song Whisperer up and running. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, but yeah. Jane Kennedy, let's do it, shall we? What do you want to do?
I was going to just say that I've been listening to and loving, but I don't know if it's down your alley.
We're
talking about music that I'm going to talk with.
You're a musical person. High Fidelity was one of the great Australian bands.
But that's annoying because it's called Highly Strung.
Oh, Highly Strung.
Yes. High Fidelity is a great movie, by the way.
It is. Thank you, sir.
Well, I was listening on the weekend because it came out of the blue. Taylor Swift put out a new album on the weekend called Folklore.
You've run it up the flagpole. Did you salute?
I love it.
You love it?
I really do. I really listen to all the songs.
How long since
really
she's released an album?
18 months, I reckon.
Must be,
months,
from
years?
The doco, yeah. It was
any
created...
Triple M music lovers just tune out right now for a second.
Well, no,
go,
I don't think that's fair.
She's not on our playlist, is my point.
Of course she's not on our playlist. That's true. But she created it. You know how we talk to many musicians in COVID lockdown?
Yes.
Who can't get out and perform. Yes. And we said, is this a creative time for you? And most of them have all said, absolutely. And it was for her, so she bloody put out an album.
But how can she do that? Because most of her songs are about dating boys and it goes wrong and you can't date when you're in lockdown. So she would have certainly no raw material.
This is very indie. Have you heard some of the tracks, Dave?
It's
sort of pretty indie,
pretty cool,
whimsical, cool album.
It's cool.
She's also done a collaboration with Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt?
Yeah.
It's an old country crooner.
No, not Bonnie Raitt.
I thought she just said Bonnie Raitt.
I said Bonnie Vay. Parlez-vous français?
Not a fan. Don't care for Bonnie Raitt. Like Bonnie Raitt. Okay, what's the songs like? No, do you? I
really rate the songs. I do. I rate them. And have we got any of the singles? Cardigan.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a
listen. Here's a little bit of it.
Playing tone.
It's pretty laconic,
music,
isn't it?
There are music producers all over the network falling off their stools right now.
It's okay. I like putting people bit on a little bit.
There's it, Jane.
There's a song that she has released called Betty. I was walking along as I listened to this. I go, well, now I'm interested.
Okay.
She says in this song she's done something terrible to this person called Betty. Have we got a tiny bit?
The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you.
It's stole her boyfriend.
Yes.
I know.
Well,
see,
yes,
this is what
it's
she's
true.
Doing.
Short up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you
so
almost back to her country roots, which I love.
Yeah, that is
I
a little bit.
Country,
yeah,
country Taylor.
Well, she gets a bit FU as well. Every second song's got FU, but it sounded like another song that we all picked up. Lisa Loeb, do you remember her?
Because I missed you.
So she's stolen it.
Yeah. We don't know.
Oh. Jane Kennedy accuses Taylor Swift of stealing. That will be the clickbait tomorrow.
Oh, well. It's just the same vibe. I like that.
Hey, can I ask you about something?
Yeah,
because I was on Instagram and I was seeing a picture of you in black and white. And I thought that looked very pretty.
Yeah.
And then
I'm
reading
very
at
nice
it.
Of you.
And it's sent by another woman or some woman.
It was Rebecca Gibney.
Says, challenge accepted. What's going on?
Yeah.
Look,
so there's lots
just,
of women out there posting pictures of themselves saying challenge accepted. What's the challenge?
Listen, people just are putting black and white photos of themselves, women, and it's just a bit of women supporting women. It was just to come a time in the middle of COVID
and
people are feeling a bit lost. The challenge is put a photo of yourself in black and white and nominate a bunch of other women.
That's hardly a challenge.
No, and nominate.
Where's the money going to? Where's
no,
the
money? There's no money.
There's no money.
Nominate about 20 people that you find inspiring. So guess what happened?
Right.
I do that and I go, but I know more than 20 who are inspiring, so I try and add 50
fight.
More.
Oh.
And then people are texting me and go, you haven't put blah, you haven't put blah. I'm going, oh, my God, so I took all the names out.
But hang on, are you only allowed 20? Can you have as many as you like?
No, because you can only tag 20 people in a photo and that's the fault of Instagram. They should be able to, you should be able to put more people and tag more people.
You and got in trouble.
Yes. Well, I didn't,
so
but
is that
I
the
feared
challenge?
I
is
might.
The challenge to tag all your friends but not
the challenge is just
anyone.
Not, don't upset anyone. And I got all upset this morning when I went,
and you're raising awareness for?
Women.
Right. Where do we donate?
And where do we donate? Well, I mean, where's the money go?
Oh, it's women supporting women. There's a lot of women feeling a bit down
at
this time.
And the challenge?
Yeah.
What's
just
the challenge?
Like an ice cream.
So your challenge
put a pretty picture of yourself. And see, have everybody come and say, oh, you look so beautiful.
Has anyone not accepted?
Feels good.
Has anyone not accepted the challenge?
No one's not accepted.
Can I be in it?
Everyone's doing it. No,
you're not a woman.
You're a man.
Why not?
I nominated Whitney. Whitney was in it.
Can I accept the challenge?
Whitney knows that.
I want to accept the challenge.
But you're a hairy man.
I don't know what the challenge is, but I want in. Why can't,
you can't
I be
buddy.
In?
I'm sorry.
It's sexist.
I'm sorry, Mickey. You can't. But I'll tell you what you can get in on.
What's that?
Right.
Well, this is a drama that I caused yesterday.
Oh, and guess what? I'm eating them right now in defiance.
Oh, well, that makes me want to dry reach.
We'll talk about this when we get back. This is chicken chips.
Yes.
I've got a packet of chicken chips in my hand.
Well,
consider it woofed. Jane Kennedy came out and said she's taken it off her.
Yeah, I got the audio. This is what she said yesterday.
Oh, okay. A chicken chip is an oxymoron.
What are you talking about?
What?
Well, there should be no such thing as chicken flavoured chip.
What?
You don't need this real chicken?
No, really, Jane, you don't like them.
What a snob.
Oh, there's no such, it's not real chicken.
What a snob. What about chicken and a biscuit?
Actually, I take that back. I do like the occasional chicken in a biscuit.
Phones went mad.
Creepy chicken.
People want in. 133353.
Yes.
Is
calm
Jane,
down,
is
everyone.
Is Jane a chip snob?
Yeah.
And
just
what food?
And mind your manners, the way you speak.
What would you like to see next? What would you take off the agenda?
That's true.
Anything you'd like to say to Jane?
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
All right.
Keep it, 133353.
All right. I was going to play Taylor Swift, but I thought, go with this one instead.
Please,
Oh, really? Taylor would appreciate this.
Thanks to Choice Hotels. Need a break with hotels across Australia? Book direct at choicehotels.com.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Cat amongst the pigeons.
I've been
because
bold.
You've had a crack at the chicken chip, which I don't know why got a drive-by from you on yesterday's show.
I said it was an oxymoron because there should be no such thing as a chicken chip. Because a potato chip is either salt or salt and vinegar. That's it.
Well, salt and vinegar
nothing
is overrated.
Else.
The most overrated of all the chip categories.
Sure. They're not my favourite either.
No.
Just a plain
chip. What about a sour
chip?
Cream and onion? I love those chips.
Do you know what
but
you
that's
get?
A Pringle.
Jesus Christ. Well, Pringle's not a chip.
That's true.
We decided that the other day.
Okay.
And the only one to come in a tub. Pardon me, Your Majesty. Get in a packet
an
like everyone
tub.
Else.
What happens if you've got a fat hand? How can you get down to those bottom ones?
Mick?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, like it's a dog that gets its head stuck in a drain. You have to come around to have the Pringle box, take it off your hand. That old one.
That's tough.
No, and also, you can't put a Pringle in a vending machine, can you? Ever seen Pringles in a vending machine?
Oh, I probably have.
No, you haven't.
And they're small.
They're more used to being in the hotel minibar. Pardon me. Oh, so
let's get to it. I'll tell you what. People have decided to call up
about this. Peter's.
Well, they're defending the stupid chicken chip.
Well, don't lead the witness, Peter.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. What's your thoughts?
On the weekend, the princess come home with some Smith's. Sizzling beef.
Sizzling chips. Beef? What the hell?
I beg your pardon.
Sizzling
were they
beef
on special?
Crinkle cuts. No, no. Limited edition.
What do they taste like?
Crinkle cuts. Limited edition.
A bit like a burger ring, a little bit like...
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there.
Yeah,
burger ring is king of the vending machine.
That's it.
The burger ring is the... If you do like a draft, you know, sports draft, and you say you've got an empty vending machine and you have to draft, number one, I take burger rings.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot imagine. Mm. And you know what? I give them two slots.
And like
double the value.
You know my thoughts. Burger ring, chocolate Big M.
I know.
Put them both in your
cherry
mouth at once, and you are home and away.
Hey Peter, do you give it a thumbs up to the sizzling beef chip?
I'm giving it a thumbs up because it's like a sardine beef.
And it's a crinkle cut, you
now
say?
It's sardine. I've
no time.
It's
for
all
the,
over the shop.
And crinkle cut, yes.
I like the crinkle cuts. No time for the thins. Thanks for your input, Peter. Troy's on the line. Troy, what's your thoughts on the chicken chip fiasco?
Well, I've got to find myself agreeing with Jane. There's no place in this world for chicken chips or chicken salt. It's just a stupid food group.
I agree.
What's wrong with chicken salt?
Yeah.
Well, is it chicken? How could it be chicken?
Okay, what about goose fat chips?
Well, yes.
Why?
From a restaurant in Paris.
Why? Is it good from a goose?
Yes, it's from a goose.
That's not
goose fat is.
Is the goose in this room?
Yes. Look at
is
that.
Goose fat
and it's duck
fat. Is it?
It's duck fat that they cook.
Is it double? I like double duck fat, which I call goose fat.
Getting back to who's the goose. Hello.
I told you I got attacked by a goose, didn't I?
Really? Yes. They're used as security.
On the island of Mykonos.
Really?
When I fell down a cliff.
Oh, yes. Are you still with us, Troy?
I should have told that story yesterday on escapes.
You fell down a cliff and
I was drunk on Mykonos.
Right, okay. Surprise.
Right, and the roads are dangerous, as you know.
Of course.
They're very thin. And I could see the beach, but my road was going to go about 5 Ks of winding down. I saw a bunch of paddocks. I thought a bunch of paddocks. I thought I'm going to go for it.
Shortcut.
Anyway, I fell over like a stone wall and tumbled down through gardens that woke the geese. The geese chased me, tumbled down another one and got back to my hotel. I was about 2 a.m, covered in dirt and twigs and got a round of applause as I walked through the floor.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Take the shortcut.
And Mick is currently single.
Thanks, Troy. Phil's on
What's
the line.
Going on?
Phil, where are you calling from, just out of interest?
Hey, guys, Barara.
Where's that?
Oh, my God, Barara Waters, is it?
Yeah, just north of Hornsby.
So beautiful. Yes. So nice.
God's country, mate. God's country.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Phil.
You'll be on my side, obviously. Save the chicken chip.
You don't, mate. Get a piece of chicken and then get a chicken chip. Have a bite of each and you'll quickly realise chicken chip tastes nothing. Just a salty mess.
Okay, rubbish. Phil, I don't like your tone.
I do, Phil.
I don't care for your tone, Phil.
In fact, I'm going to give you Brick Lane beer for being on my side.
What?
I'm giving mixed beer to you, Phil, for agreeing with
me. And Phil, they go great with chicken chips. chicken chips in one hand.
That's funny.
All right.
Where do you stand on chicken twisties, by the way, Jane?
I beg your pardon. Don't even flood my ear with such terrible words.
The chicken twisty? Well, I would take that second or third round draft pick.
Oh, is that right?
A chicken twisty roll. Hello.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. Who am I seriously working with my teenage boys?
I'm king of the world. 133353. Give us a call if you want to enter the fray. What's in, what's out?
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Lee Sales from ABC 7:30. She's going to join us later in the show. Deadpool coming up too.
A little unpredictable, a little libelous. If you happen to be the makers of chicken chips, who are copping a broadside, an absolute drive-by at the moment, by a foodie who's gotten ahead of herself and is slagging off the everyday food for everyday people.
There's been a lot of reactions, even on our Facebook page. Gary Egan said, looks like that four you had is having its second wave, Jane. And Mark Sipthorpe said, Dumbest thing said in 2020, and it's a high bar.
Oh.
Diane Sweeney, that's a career-ending statement right there. All right, everybody calm
down. Can I say this? 2020 has been a shocking year, but what you've done is lowered the bar even further. You know, just I when really you think of cash, goes, do you know what? That's the type of thing.
You're all followers. You're all sheep.
I would put it in a perfume.
Like a
chicken chip perfume. Like a...
Like a
the odour...
A spray.
The odour chicken to chip.
Mm. It would just come and lick you. Yum.
Not for me, thanks very much.
Where's my candle, by the way?
It's right.
I know, I was just thinking, why did we have chicken chips? No, we've got...
Missing.
My Gwyneth Paltrow candle's
behind you. No, it's behind your screen.
Have you lit it?
Please.
Have you ever lit it?
Yeah.
That's between me and the candle, Jay. I don't kiss and tell.
Actually, I don't want to know.
Let's just say I might need another one. Can someone give me another one?
It's been a long lockdown.
It's been a long lockdown. Memories flooding back. Hey, now, Craig is on the line. Craig, what have you sampled you think Jane might turn her nose up to?
Hey, guys, how you going? You just cracked me up a lot, isn't it, Dave?
Good on you,
mate. Dave, love your laugh.
Good on you, Lamington,
mate. Lamington flavoured chips.
Lamington chips?
I beg your pardon. What?
Jeez. Yeah.
That's crikey. Insanity personified.
I'll tell you when that'll come in handy. On the other side of a bong. Hey, Lamington chip.
Okay, jeez. Craig, what was the outcome in the household where you tried your Lamington chip? Who bought them for you?
No, I saw them at a servo. It was selling cheap. They must have been going off.
Oh, no kidding.
And I brought them home. And my missus seemed to like them, but I couldn't eat them.
Right. Not for you?
Feed the dog. No.
Happy life, happy life. You know the rules. Dog.
Yeah. And chicken chips, man, they got to be lower than chicken salt on a chip.
Okay, mate, you're about to get a case of Bricklayer, but I'm not.
No,
you've
no,
got no taste.
Craig definitely gets a case of
calling from Townsville. We'll send you up a case of Bricklayer.
Good on you, babe. Yeah. I'm going to call you babe, Craig.
Townsville. Do you know a lot of? I know a couple of people who are in lockdown in Townsville at the moment.
Really?
Bigger you mean lock up or locked?
No, but funnily enough, I have been locked up in Townsville. It was a long time ago. Hey, that's what happens. You wake up on bikey headquarters.
No, hang on a minute.
Okay. Now, let's change tax for a minute. Is it time to do this?
All your dreams are dashed. How dare you?
All you talk about is eternal groundswell. How dare you?
How dare you?
This is in honour of Greta Thunberg, who uttered those immortal words at the UN at headquarters. Chastised everyone, and we thought, what a great way to get your point across. True. Is there something that you feel... Oh, by the way, Greta...
she won a substantial amount of money, didn't she?
Over $1 million, $1.6 million Australian.
But she gave it away.
She donated to environmental groups, which is
she
lovely.
She did.
Wow.
Because what does a 17-year-old girl need with all that cash?
I told you, she won it on the cockfights. So she did.
You did say that.
She's got...
I can't see her... I don't think that would be true.
I think it's wonderful. So your chance, 133353, have you got something that's outraging you, like wonderful. Jane Kennedy not liking chicken chips? That would be one.
Sorry,
have you got one, Jane?
Yes, I have. The French, who I love,
you do.
They are about to ban heated terraces in cafes and bars.
Why?
How dare you?
Jeez, Louise, why?
So you know when you're sitting in a cafe in Paris with all your girlfriends?
No, I don't. But I'll take your word for it. There's
all right.
A massive strawberry in front of you.
Yeah. And you're having your rosé and it's chilly and you've got your puffer jacket
on. Are you indoors
or
outdoors? You're outdoors.
You're outdoors. Mm. And you because you might be doing things that you can't do indoors. Okay, so maybe friends you know who are dreadful might smoke cigarettes.
Smoke cigarettes, okay. Not
so you,
of course.
So you might be outside. Not me.
Oh,
you're talking about.
Stupid.
So you might be outside and what is fantastic is a heater that is just behind you.
Well, why would you ban that?
Okay, the stupid ecology minister, Barbara Pompili, said heating or air conditioning was an ecological aberration and she's banned them.
How dare you?
What about a fire pit? You could take
Barbara?
Your fire pit and burn the restaurant down.
Yeah.
You could start the Great Fire of Paris.
Yeah.
A fire pit, okay, but not those burners.
You are kidding me.
Last a year.
You cannot ban that. It's the city of lights.
Yeah.
Should be the
it
city
is
of heaters.
The city of lights.
Al fresco dining with the heaters. It's the
you
best.
You can't sit
there. Al fresco. So. Yeah. That's what we want.
I want the girls all rugged up in Paris.
Oh, my God.
It's not
Mickey, you've got one that's to do with a childhood
Oh, well,
food stuff that I was
you
that
know what? I was saying earlier, those childhood memories, if one of the if we're doing word association, Milo would be right up there.
Oh,
100,000%.
Every pantry as a kid had a can of Milo in it, definitely. And sometimes you'd have it with
it's
milk.
So enormously fattening.
Put it on your ice cream.
You try it. It was always ballsy to try it straight with no milk, just straight off the spoon.
Quite dry.
That could blow up in your face.
Don't do that at home because you might die, by the way.
But what a great idea it was. And you know what I love? The can today resembles the can of then.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the same green colour.
It's been a constant in my life. Well, there's a woman who opened the can with a can opener.
How dare you?
What?
Now, unless something's gone horribly wrong, my memory is it's got a lid.
Yeah,
it's got a lid.
Which
and
you
then a bit of aluminium.
With the butt end of a spoon.
Correct.
Which you then use to heap into a glass. It's your one-stop shop.
Of course.
She's British.
Not hard.
What she's got an Australian husband, unfortunately. She's British and she doesn't know anything.
That, to me, should be part of our citizenship test.
It should be.
Here's a can
of
Milo.
How do you open a can of Milo?
How would you open this?
That is real. I love the fact that it was actually put on Reddit. It was people actually said.
We've got the photo on Twitter, by the way.
We've got the photo. We'll put it on Twitter. Yep. We're going to keep doing this. 1-333-53. Get involved. If you've got something that's outraging you right now.
Yeah, how dare you? Give us a ring.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, you might get yourself an invite to go see the Killers, the Garage Session. So get involved.
Baby.
Song Whisperer coming
that
up and Lee
Sales.
That
is going to be huge. I can't believe that, actually. That'll be brilliant.
So they'll be in their lounge room. I'll be in my lounge room.
Yeah, can singing
I be
Mr. Brightside.
Robe.
Just make sure you're in a robe, at least.
Yeah.
It's all we ask for.
Can I play along if I've got a cowbell?
No.
Or, can I?
Tambourine.
No, you'll be on mute and someone else, Dave will probably control it.
Yeah.
Why are you
hosting
charge?
It, Dave?
Well, I'm not sure. I did the Rob Thomas one. No, it was good fun.
I'm not getting great reviews from that.
That was pretty good.
You are absolutely out of control.
When did you Billy Idol?
No, it's Billy Joel.
It's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Glass
Houses
you podcast. Are so annoying with your mix-ups. It's actually aggravating me. Stop it.
And you've got a Neil Finn.
Tim Finn. No, it's Tim Finn from Split Ends. We spoke to him last week on the show, and I got to have a chat with him after.
And when's your special? And when do you find the time to do all this stuff, by the way?
I'm very busy, industry
phoning
professional.
It in here.
He's a man. He's a man.
How dare
he can
you?
Do all this.
Yeah, exactly. Multi-talented.
It's how dare you.
Yes.
We're getting involved. Shannon's on the line. Shannon, you've got something you think is wrong.
Oh, it's not wrong. It's just horrible. Hungry
what?
Jack has gone and tried to one-up McDonald's with the Big Jack.
Oh.
What?
Oh, the Big Jack?
How dare you?
That rings a bell.
It's not called the Big Jack, is it?
It's called the Big Jack, and they've used the song by AC/DC as a marketing campaign.
What? No.
She's got the Jack.
She's got the Jack.
Hang on. Correct.
And it's the Big Jack.
But the Jack
is
in the AC/DC is a disease that you don't want.
Something downstairs, isn't it?
Wouldn't know. but this is terrible. So
thank you for alerting to that.
So the gloves are off.
Wow.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Not one of their best.
Are off. I would have thought that's like.
How dare you?
Hands off. Who released the quadruple burger? Remember the I used to call the quadruple bypass burger?
Yeah.
Remember it was
I'm looking at the Song Whisperer for the answer to that
the
because
song
the Song Whisperer is
he's the Burger King.
Song Whisperer?
He's the food king.
Someone had a quadruple burger.
Well, I was Hardee's or Carl's
Carry on
Jr.
down to Hardee's. Yeah, I know.
Carl's Jr. in America.
Carl's Jr. Okay. Mm.
And what's this
just looking at a picture of
getting,
the Big Jack.
We're getting a photo.
It's exactly the same.
It looks exactly the same as a Big Mac.
It looks exactly the same as a Big Mac.
Oh,
and like
rubbish.
The pictures of the Big Mac, does it look nothing like the Big Mac itself when you get it?
Yes, probably. Probably.
Hey, Song Whisperer, while I've got you there, can I just quickly ask you about the Five Brothers Burger, which is coming to Australia?
Go on.
So Five Guys Burgers just announced they're going to have 20 stores. They are awesome. Five Guys is awesome.
Okay, I think we may have Greta Thunberg on the line.
She hasn't rung through just yet.
No.
She might, though.
She might call, but I was just looking at...
Did you want to go to a break and see if
she's
answering?
No.
For those at home, Jane's in a different room making the telephone. Look at
saying
me.
She wants to talk to Kel in Brisbane.
Who do you want to speak to? Kel, quickly. Come on. Put Kel on. There's a problem.
Hello, Kel.
Hi, Kel.
How are you, Jane?
Yeah, good, Kel. Go ahead.
Look, I'm still a bit scared that there's going to be a burger called the Big Jack.
The Big Jack.
It's very disturbing, actually.
Yeah. As long as it's real beef, I'm sick of these burgers. And it's not made on a 3D friggin' printer. there's my how dare you. Nuggets on a 3D printer.
How dare you?
You can't be doing that. Bacon. Fake bacon. You can't be doing that, Kel.
Wow, the Big Jack looks so much like a Big Mac. It's insane. Oh, but, Kel, you've got something that is also an iconic Australian food stuff that is just, this is distressing. Please What's tell us.
Look, I've got the hump with that disgusting company called Cadbury.
Well, easy to find out. We like Cadbury.
Are they a sponsor of us?
Probably.
We can't necessarily endorse that. But
yes. Hang on,
Every time you blink, you might remember Roundtree Hoadley's.
Yes. They
originally owned Freddo.
Well, I remember their show bags. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Is that Violet Crumble?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
now go ahead,
Kel. Was it a Polly Waffle?
Okay.
Was it a Polly Waffle?
Stop it with the Polly Waffle.
Rocky Road?
Forget this. Mick,
yes, mate.
You'd remember all the flavours of Freddo's.
Well, I may have.
Freddo Frog, yeah.
I may be into it, yep.
So there used to be hundreds and thousands of Freddo's. There was banana Freddo's, peppermint Freddo's.
The half and half Freddo, the peppermint flavors. Freddo.
Yeah.
Now, going to a supermarket and you can only get two types.
What?
Milk chocolate and milky top.
How
and
the dare
strawberry
you?
Freddo.
Where's strawberry Freddo? What's happened to strawberry Freddo? Quick.
The strawberry Freddo's gone as well. It's now classed as special edition. And that's it.
Oh my God. How dare you, Cadbury?
Oh, they didn't. Taken them out and whacked them. That's right. I got a big silo somewhere full of all my favourite Freddo's. I wonder what Greta thinks about this. Is she on the phone?
No, she's not yet.
Nobody's called Greta.
No one's called Greta.
We haven't called her. Do you want to speak to Greta?
I don't know. I get the impression she might not be there right now.
We'll ask the executive producer. We've got to go.
We'll see. She might run.
Do the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up too.
We've got to do it.
Don't go away. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time for some Deadpool action. There's been a few deaths in the business. Has anyone here at Triple M in our Deadpool cleaned up on Regis Philbin?
Mm-hmm. Olivia Havilland? I do not believe so, no.
Peter Green?
No. He's on the Deadpool.
No. They haven't.
So let's start at the top. Regis Philbin, for those. He's not a household name in Australia, but we in the industry know him well because he's been an entertainer in the US and live variety programs for a long time. Probably most famous for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Fickle.
That's true. Yes, he hosted it.
I had
for
a morning
years
show,
years.
By the way, with Kathy.
Yeah,
Lee,
Regis and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kelly Ripper.
Yeah.
Which was an institution and fantastic live TV. I heard a story that when he did that show, sometimes they could just lock off the camera for 20 minutes.
Is that right?
Because
there's something
he
about
was
him.
Just
I agree.
And you go, okay, let's just let him roll. We don't need to cut to anything, do anything. Wow.
He was one of the great natural hosts. He wasn't a comic.
Yes.
But he was a great TV host.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, Eddie McGuire played this because, of course, he's the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Millionaire Hot Seat, as it's known now. Mm. He played this the other day and I thought I'd play it.
What is it?
This is the first person who ever wins Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay.
And it's a recording of the guy who calls his father as a phone a friend.
Okay. Should we leave it there?
Let's leave it there and have a listen.
Our friends at AT&T will get your dad on the line, and we'll see if he can help you.
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Yes?
Hi, Regis Philbin here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hi.
We've got your son, John, with us right now. He's doing pretty well.
Good.
He's won $500,000.
Wow.
And he's going for $1 million. And he needs your help to get there.
Okay.
So he's going to come on the line. Read a question, four possible answers. One of them is the right answer. And the next voice you hear will be John's. John, you've got 30 seconds. Starts right now.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I don't really need your help, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win the $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Because the U.S. president appeared on Laughing as Richard Nixon. That's my final answer.
Well, my gosh. What can I say except, Debbie, you're going to Paris, and this is the final answer heard all around the world. He's won $1 million.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, isn't that great showbiz?
Great clip.
That a great moment of TV anywhere in the world.
Yeah, so Valet Regis,
Regis will be a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one day. Mm.
That's true.
Recently passed.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, what about Olivia de Havilland? Ripe old age of 104, fair old innings, made over 60 films, pretty good at the caper. Most famously in Gone with the Wind, but can I tell you my favourite film of hers?
What is that?
It's a film called Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful, wonderful
it's
movie.
It's an Alfred Hitchcock film. It's a bit of a thriller. And, guys, it's a bit of a chick flick that you can watch. So if you ever feel like you need to do something nice, go and get out an old copy of Rebecca, pop it on, and you'll enjoy it because it's a bloody good film.
Well, that's a very good recommendation, and I know you're very good in discerning with your films there. Olivia de Havilland was also known as because she played a character in Gone with the Wind, but it was a very sweet, lovely character.
She was married to the guy who was courted.
Yes, that's right.
An outrageous performance from Vivien Leigh.
That's true. That's true. There is, though, some, which I always love, some bloopers have come to light.
Oh, okay. Which from that film think, or is it from that?
Well, it's from across her career, which makes me think a little more highly of her, to be frank. Because, you know, I'm partial to a little bit of a blue talk. Yeah. Happens here. Just let's have a little listen to Olivia de Havilland.
I am not lost, oh, Christ, son of a bitch. You thought it was all over, but it wasn't. It's still there. Like a... God damn, it's still in you.
Oh, no.
Oh, God damn.
Start over again. Take your time. Start over again.
Let us drop the subject. Oh, Christ, I'm sorry. What was the Barry, the son of a bitch?
Let me do it again right now. Keep rolling.
Action. I like it because her characters are so sweet.
I know, they're so sweet. Oh, son of a bitch.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I'll say this. In her era, there were a lot more interesting roles written for women. And some of the baddest characters in the world were, and some of the most memorable characters from that era were all women. Who's this Peter Green?
What do you mean?
Who is he? Peter Green.
Well, he was a founding member of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. One down. How many to go?
Oh, because
I beg your pardon.
No, the sooner the better.
No, that's very silly.
I think
don't speak like that.
Hey, can we get a
He was very influential in the band's early days, but unfortunately he was on the drugs, on the gear.
Mm. Oh, well, he was in Fleetwood Mac. I think that was how you auditioned. They'd just see how you turned up, and if you're off your nut, you're in, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but unfortunately, yeah. But in the very early stages of Fleetwood Mac, so Valet Peter Green, which is, you know, upsetting to a lot of people.
He wrote Black Magic Woman that Santana made famous, so
yes,
that was an original
too.
Fleetwood Mac song.
So in fact, I saw Fleetwood Mac sing this version in their last concert.
Well, we don't have that version. We've got the song that he did that was called...
Hang on, Dave,
She's a black magic woman.
There it is, James
version.
You know that
song.
But what about that song, Oh Well, that he did as well?
Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Very cool. In fact, I remember, Jane, at that Fleetwood Mac concert we went to, they gave mention of Peter Green as well.
They did talk about Peter Green in the concert.
Yeah.
Surprised I can remember him. Surprised. All right, we get the idea. Can I put someone in who we think's going to go?
Oh, there it is.
Oh. Well, that's a very cool song. So thank you, Peter Green.
Who do you think's going in? 1-3-3-5-3. Who do you want to take a bet on? Who should
I be on? What do you mean? Okay, we'll take calls. 1-3-3.
I don't like partaking in this segment. It's very frightening. Although someone did say Prince Andrew.
I might say Ghislaine Maxwell.
That might be more to the point.
She's a genuine chance to not make it to trial.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. You can get involved. And coming up in just a moment also is
You're saying Hoag's was old. You reckon
you are outrageous.
You're making that up.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time for some Deadpool action. There's been a few deaths in the business. Has anyone... here at Triple M and our Deadpool cleaned up on Regis Philbin. Mm-hmm. Olivia de Havilland.
I do not believe so, No.
Peter Green.
No.
No.
He's on the Deadpool.
No. They haven't.
So let's start at the top. Regis Philbin, for those. Okay. Not a household name in Australia, but we in the industry know him well because he's been an entertainer in the US and live variety programs for a long time. Probably most famous for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Fickle.
That's true, yes. He hosted it for years.
I had a morning show,
years.
By the way, with Kathy
Lee.
Yeah,
Regis and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Regis, which was, and now Kelly Ripa, which was an institution and fantastic live TV. I heard a story that when he did that show, sometimes they could just lock off the camera for 20 minutes.
Is that right?
Because
there's something
he
about
was
him,
just
I
chatting.
Agree.
And you go, okay, let's just let him roll. We don't need to cut to anything, do anything.
He was one of the great natural hosts. He wasn't a comic.
Yes.
But he was a great TV host.
Yeah.
And I thought, now, Eddie McGuire played this because, of course, he's the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Millionaire Hot Seat, as it's known now. Mm. He played this the other day and I thought I'd play it.
What is it? What is it?
This is the first person who ever wins Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay.
And it's a recording of the guy who calls his father as a phone a friend.
Okay. Shall we leave it there?
Let's leave it there and have a listen.
Our friends at AT&T will get your dad on the line, and we'll see if he can help you.
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Yes?
Hi, Regis Philbin here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hi.
We've got your son John with us right now. He's doing pretty well.
Good.
He's won $500,000.
Wow.
And he's going for $1,000,000. And he needs your help to get there.
Okay.
So he's going to come on the line. Read a question, four possible answers. One of them is the right answer. And the next voice you hear will be John's. John, you've got 30 seconds. Starts right now.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I don't really need your help, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win $1,000,000. Because the U.S. president appeared on Laughing as Richard Nixon, that's my final answer.
Well, my gosh. What can I say except, Debbie, you're going to Paris, and this is the final answer heard all around the world. He's won $1,000,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that great showbiz?
And a great moment of TV anywhere in the world.
Yeah, so Valet Regis,
Regis will be a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one day.
That's true.
Recently passed. Now, what about Olivia de Havilland? Ripe old age of 104, innings, made over 60 films, pretty good at the caper, most famously in Gone with the Wind, but can I tell you my favourite film of hers?
What is that?
It's a film called Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful, wonderful
movie.
It's
an Alfred Hitchcock film. It's a bit of a thriller. And, guys, it's a bit of a chick flick that you can watch. So if you ever feel like you need to do something nice, go and get out an old copy of Rebecca, pop it on, and you'll enjoy it because it's a bloody good film.
Well, that's a very good recommendation, and I know you're very good and discerning with your films there. Olivia de Havilland was also known as because she played a character in Gone with the Wind, but it was a very sweet, lovely character.
She was married to she was married to the guy who was courted.
Yes, that's right.
An outrageous performance from Vivian Leigh.
That's true. That's true. There is, though, some, which I always love, some bloopers have come to light.
Oh, okay. Which from that film think, or is it from that?
Well, it's from across her career, which makes me think a little more highly of her, to be frank. Because, you know, I'm partial to a little bit about blue talk. Yeah. Happens here. Just let's have a little listen to Olivia de Havilland.
I am not lost. Oh, Christ, son of a bitch. You thought it was all over, but it wasn't. It's still there. God damn, it's still in you.
Oh, no.
Oh, God damn.
Start over again. Take your time. Start over again.
Let us drop the subject. Oh, Christ, I'm sorry. What was the Barry, the son of a bitch?
Let me do it again right now. Keep rolling.
Action. I like it because her characters are so sweet.
I know, they're so sweet. Son of a bitch.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I'll say this. In her era, there were a lot more interesting roles written for women. And some of the baddest characters in the world were, and some of the most memorable characters from that era were all women. Who's this Peter Green?
What do you mean?
Who is he? Peter Green.
Well, he was a founding member of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. One down. How many to go?
Oh, because
I beg your pardon.
No, the sooner the better.
No, that's this, very silly.
This is, I think.
Don't speak like that.
Hey, can we get a
He was very influential in the band's early days, but unfortunately he was on the drugs, on the gear.
Mm. Oh, well, it's he was in Fleetwood Mac. I think that was how you auditioned. They'd just see how you turned up, and if you're off your nut, you're in, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but unfortunately, yeah. But in the very early stages of Fleetwood Mac, so Valet Peter Green, which is, you know, upsetting right. to a
he
lot
wrote,
of people.
Black Magic Woman that Santana made famous, so
yes,
that was
did
an original
too.
Fleetwood Mac song.
And in fact, I saw Fleetwood Mac sing this version in their last concert.
Well, we don't have that version. We've got the song that he did that was called...
Hang on, Dave, when you say that, generally...
She's a black magic woman.
There he is, it's
James Virgin. You know that song.
But what about that song, Oh Well, that he did as well?
Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
It's very cool. In fact, I remember, Jane, at that Fleetwood Mac concert we went to, they gave mention of Peter Green as well.
They did talk about Peter Green in the concert.
Yeah.
Surprised I can remember him. Surprised. All right, we get the idea. Can I put someone in who we think's going to go?
Oh, there it is.
Oh. Well, that's a very cool song. So thank you, Peter Green.
Who do you think's going in? 1-3-3-5-3. Who do you want to take a bet on? Who should
what
I be
on? Mean? Okay, we'll take calls.
1-3-3-5-3. I don't like partaking in this segment. It's very frightening. Although someone did say Prince Andrew.
I might say Ghislaine Maxwell.
That might be more to the point.
She's a genuine chance to not make it to trial.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3. You can get involved. And coming up in just a moment also is
you're saying Hoag's result. You reckon Hoag's
you are outrageous.
You're making that up.
No, that's really out of line.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sales dominates ABC 7:30 every night. She's going to join us.
Can't
up soon.
Wait to catch up with her. Fight Club will open up as well.
I hate correcting you. I really don't like doing it.
But you got to, aren't you? You don't hate it as much as you say.
Actually, I do take a little bit of pleasure
what
in it.
Have
but
you got?
It's kind of fun.
Well, we were talking about the Deadpool and that Olivia de Havilland had died at 104, and you said you said she was in one of the greatest films of all time, Rebecca, which was with Laurence Olivier and director Alfred Hitchcock. Julie's on the line. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Julie.
I've got to say, Dave, that laugh is just the most fabulous thing I've ever heard.
That's the second time today.
Well, I get
Dave,
front row seats to all this nonsense, so I do
well, you're lucky I'm so funny. That way you hear it all the time. do you know what I mean?
Surely. Okay, he might not find this so funny, Julie.
For me. What are you calling for, Julie?
I don't want. I hate.
Julie, don't be nervous.
Julie, just say it.
Just tell him he's an idiot. Tell him.
I hate correcting you, Mick, but Rebecca is my favourite movie, and actually the actress that was in that is Olivia de Havilland's sister, Joan Fontaine.
Oh, yes.
I stand corrected. It is, well done.
Well, they're a talented family, that's for sure. And go and get the film out and watch it, everyone.
I agree with you. Isn't it a fantastic film?
It is, absolutely. And with Sir Laurence Olivier
in his best acting role. He's always a bit stiff on film, but that was his best hit out.
Oh, hello.
He was a stage actor, Jane. Like you, your performances on film tend to be big.
Have we got something for Julie?
Well,
Julie, give us some
you're
love.
Go see the Killers in your lounge room. We'll pipe them into your place and a Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way.
Is Joan Fontaine dead?
Can I put her? Thank you so much. I'm such a fan of all of you.
you're unreal. Thank you, Julie.
Can I take Joan Fontaine, please, in the Deadpool?
Hang on. What do I have to Google now and find out if she's dead?
Yes, you do. All right. Hey, is it time for the Song Whisperer?
Yes. Song
she died in 2013, so she's been dead 7 years, Joan.
She's long gone.
Do I pick up anything? Or
what do you mean?
No, because you should have been factual from the start.
Yeah, that's true. You were wrong.
Get the
You're
film
way
out. I tell you what I did get right. It's a bloody good film. So there you go. Okay. All right. And so you're on Hoag's, Jane.
No, I'm not going to take that from you. I'm not going to take that from you. Delete that from your vocabulary because that is rubbish. I've never said that in my life, and you are absolutely outrageous to say that.
But Song Whisperer is, let's move on. Song Whisperer
No. Let's just focus on
James, you sorry. Are sorry, it was an off-air conversation.
You are full of shit. No. So stop it.
Oh. Hey, look, she's about to, I think she's storming out. What are you doing?
I'm not storming out.
Sitting in your chair, or are you?
You know what?
It's so, place to storm.
It's so I can't storm anywhere. I'm in lockdown.
You're in
you
the
are
bedroom.
Full of it. I'm not in a bedroom. I'm in a cottage.
She's in the servants' quarters.
I'm not in a servants'
You're
quarters.
You're in the servants' quarters today. It's like you know what you would be great in.
No,
upstairs,
be
downstairs.
Very careful what you say from now on.
Been upstairs, downstairs.
It was like, do it was, I remember it?
Do you?
We've moved on from there. There's another show that focuses on...
It's the same plot. Mm. Yeah, no one cares.
Right. Seriously, hey. How long do I have to keep working with Mick? How many? What's my contract?
Oh,
can we get somebody to sort that out?
Now, listen, what are we doing? Oh, Song Whisperer.
Yes.
Synopsis, please.
Hello. Okay, this is a description. Everybody's going to get it. I have complete faith. This is the video clip.
Hang on a second. What do you mean everyone's going to get it? What
because
are we doing?
The, video, it's a big the song,
what do you
the
do?
Song
are you
is
waving
a simple,
the white flag.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Oh,
but the
is, song, you've given up.
No.
I reckon it's impossible to describe this song without completely giving it away.
So if I get
well,
it,
well, you're better than
it's
that song.
It's a real simple
Fred.
Song.
No, you're better
I didn't
want to
go.
That.
Well, I
don't
think this is going to work.
Achy breaky heart.
It's. I haven't even let's, said anything.
Yeah, but the rules. Everyone's going
to
get it.
Okay, let's listen to the Song Whisperer.
All right, simple pop rock. Hand claps, interjections as lyrics, singing drummer, harmonica solo, whisper, vocal warm-up exercise, definitive end in under 3 minutes.
Mm. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
Ooh.
No. I love rock and roll.
Oh.
Wee.
No.
What about the Rembrandts? I'll be there for you. You know, the hand clap on the Friends theme?
Oh.
Yes. So no yes. one told me that you're gonna.
It is not the Rembrandts with the theme song of the most overrated TV show.
Oh, let's
show
play
in the
a little bit
television.
Of. I beg your pardon?
I mean, yes. It's overrated.
Oh, you say I'm a chicken chip.
It's not funny.
Idiot.
It's not funny. Go back and have a look.
Friends is hilarious. No,
I watch Friends.
Wrong.
Well, I don't watch it anymore after I discovered that if you
oh,
watch
it
in replays, there is
the
not one laugh.
Be this way. You're all mad if you think Friends is not funny. I don't
funny.
Even know
not
you.
Not funny. Funny at the time.
I tell you,
loved it.
Chandler's no, funny. Watch
now,
it now.
Hey, can I have Chandler on the Deadpool? Have you seen him lately?
Actually, that's
I would
a good
like
call.
To take Chandler.
Not bad.
133353. It's the Song Whisperer, and we will give you an invitation to see The Killers as well. The Garage Session.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Gonna be a cracker, people. Lee Sales, 7:30 on tonight, ABC. We'll see what she's up to, what's big in the world right now, what do we need to know?
All right. I'm still talking to you, am I?
Show's on.
No,
we're
keep
on.
Going.
Do you want to?
No, you keep going.
No, no,
I'm
no.
Really
let's use your microphone to you to do something.
I'm really annoyed with you.
About
you
what?
Because you said I put Paul Hogan in the Deadpool, and I did not ever.
I would like to apologise for that. Because
thank you.
I looked back at the notes. It was Delvain Delaney. Coming up,
that's
Fight,
a terrible
Fight Club.
Thing to say.
Fight Club. Elon Musk is trying to fight. Who's he trying to fight? Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Johnny Depp.
Kate's fight.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get to the bottom of that. We're about to do the Song Whisperer, James.
Oh, now you need me. You need me,
well,
do you?
Just, this is your segment. Oh. It's your time to shine.
Yeah.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
You've been in bands.
I don't need you to patronise me in
you've
my time
in,
to shine.
Been a lot of bands
come
over
on.
The years. What was your band called?
Highly Strung.
Highly
you
Strung.
You ask that every day. Can't you remember that?
It's really annoying.
Did you ever
you're
do
annoying.
Any solo work?
I'm not even speaking to you. Dave, go ahead. Let's just get on. Say hello, Song Whisperer.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Song Whisperer. Hi.
Hello, Jane.
And hello Hi. To you, Song Whisperer.
Hello, Mick.
Song Whisperer, can you please repeat your clue?
I can.
Especially for simple. Idiots who work on this show who don't even know what they're talking about.
Oh, Dave, someone's in trouble.
Simple pop rock, hand claps, interjections as lyrics, singing drummer, harmonica solo, whisper, vocal warm-up exercise, definitive end in under 3 minutes.
Wow. Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
All we hear is singing drummer,
hand claps, anthem.
It's very interesting. I'm professional, so I'm back. It's not that, you idiot.
How do you know it's not? And by the way, if you're professional, why are you saying it? That
because
is the one job the song Whisperer has.
Because it's embarrassing you actually saying the words Radio Gaga.
I'm busy. I'm back. I'm back because I'm professional. And then you go and take his moment.
Anyway, back to the song Whisperer.
Was that true, Jane?
There are enough moments for everybody. Jane's correct. It's not right.
Jane's correct. It's not right.
Uh-huh.
How many
Jane's
steps,
correct. It's not right.
How many steps in that process?
Oh, it's too one, many one, to one. Mention.
Jane's correct.
Oh, let's go to one of our callers. Hello, Kylie.
Oh, you're back.
Hey, Jane and Mick.
How are you? Kylie.
I'm great. How
talking.
Are you guys?
I'm really,
Kylie.
Really good,
Come
but
a good time.
I can't say it. My co-host is. You know,
what do you think the song
he's
is?
He's a bit simple, but anyway.
It's We Will Rock You by Queen.
IQ of 104.
Hand claps.
Listen.
Hand claps. Mickey was a man who. You know what? This was my boys could sing this song when they were three. That was their first song.
Well, you have gifted children. Congratulations.
Jane, true or false? Jane. Jane?
No, I'm going to defer to the song.
Oh, he's a first.
It's not correct. Thank you, Jane.
It must have been close.
Jane? I don't think so.
Not close.
All right. Chris from Brisbane. Chris, you have a song. It's concerning me, I have to say, from the get-go. Do you know why? Because one of the clues is hand claps, but go ahead.
Piano Man by Billy
Joel. Oh, come on.
You're the piano man. 1971.
Could not be more wrong. That would be.
Sorry, Chris.
I imagine.
Song Whisperer?
I'll leave the final say to the song Whisperer, of course.
Not Billy Joel.
No.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Can it
for
never
trying.
Be Billy Joel? Can you promise me, Song Whisperer,
that
it
that
is
was
never
accepted
Billy
because
Joel?
I think Dave.
It has been
Billy
Joel once before with Only the Good Die Young.
That's right, yeah.
I wasn't happy about it.
We didn't start the fire with you, good song.
It's a pity,
song.
But
Billy
Joel
him.
Didn't
he's
die
play
young.
A clip.
Billy Joel, can I take Billy Joel in the.
Guys, let's move on.
Deadpool.
Oh, I didn't say that. He's horrible.
Hello, John. Hi, John.
John.
How you doing?
John, I feel really confident about this, actually, because I have a feeling this has got all the clues involved.
Yeah, let's
do simple pop rock.
Well, I was wondering
hand claps.
I'm not sure of the harmonicas in it now. I just
that bit I'm a little bit dubious about as well, but anyway,
tambourine?
Let's have a bash.
Tambourine?
No tambourine.
Tambourine was not one of the clues, so you might want to listen.
Yeah, but I know, but I'd just like to know.
Bassoon.
Do you want me to play along? And then tambourine.
What's the song?
What's the song, mate?
If Jane doesn't want to work with you anymore, I'm happy to come down and play us with you.
Okay.
Good, good luck with that, mate.
Hey,
good luck with that. You last about a week and a half. It's pretty frigid in here sometimes, I have to say.
What you get?
High maintenance is a phrase that springs to mind.
My surrounded by the neck.
Oh, this could be good.
Sounds about right to me.
I'm looking for the harmonica. Bang. That's my issue.
There is no harmonica, no whispering, and no vocal warm-up exercise.
Can I just suggest you said everyone will get this straight off the bat? I don't even know why
I'm
doing it.
Yeah.
I've put in two of the best suggestions ever. Our listeners are ringing up and no one's getting close.
What the hell?
Jane's not helping.
I still have faith. Complete confidence.
Mm. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Let's go to John. we've just done John.
Yeah, it's
okay,
Cole.
Let's go to Cole. Oh, Cole. That's a cool name.
Like Lloyd Cole from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions?
Yeah.
They were a good rap band.
No, as in Cole, first name.
Yeah, but
not
Lloyd
last
Cole and the Commotions. Were they a good band? They were a good band.
For they had one good single.
No,
they
beg your pardon. They had a very good album that had a number of good tracks on it.
Anyway, back to Cole, who's the first name, not last name.
Cole?
Hello,
Cole.
Are you there, actually? Let's see if he's there, because we've been...
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Thanks for holding the line.
I'm here.
All right, what do you want?
Oh, Cole.
What's your song?
Oh, but the Romantics. What I Like About You.
That's what I like about you.
That's a singing drama. That's what
I like. Hang on. You. And there's a harmonica solo
there's
in
no
that song. I know it.
There's no hand claps.
There is hand claps.
There's hand claps at the very beginning. There's a whisper. There's a vocal warm-up exercise. It's correct.
It's correct.
Congratulations. You've got tickets to go see The Killers, the Garage Session coming to you. What about a case of Brick Lane coming his way?
Oh, yeah, whatever one you like. Yeah,
you've
whatever
got some
one you like.
There. We could play on
last weekend.
Right. This is my karaoke song.
It's his only hit.
Not his only hit.
It is.
It's not. What's wrong with you?
I've got the album too.
All right, let's play the song that was guessed by Cole.
What about the Eels? Do you like the Eels?
Here's the hand claps. Listen.
Oh, there you go. All right, Lee Sales up next from ABC 7:30. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sales from ABC 7:30 joining us right now.
Good to see her back in the big chair, and she joins us now. Hello, Lee. How was your holidays?
Oh, it was really, really fantastic to be able to switch off and not eat chicken-flavoured chips.
Oh,
thank you, Lee.
This is the type of thing you should be doing on 7:30, yeah. I would have thought. That would be
a issue.
Can you imagine if you did that?
There's nothing else happening in the world. Why not talk about
coming
the big
up,
stuff?
Yeah. We speak with the Prime Minister after that. Chicken chips, is there such a thing?
Coming up. But first tonight, chicken with salt and vinegar.
Oh,
I would not walk past salt and vinegar to get to chicken. Come
wow,
on.
I see. So salt and vinegar is overrated to me. Always has been. It gets a cushy ride.
Chicken flavoured, that does not taste like chicken.
Thank you. It's an oxymoron, as I pointed out earlier today, and in fact, 100% of our listeners agreed with me, Lee.
I had you on a pedestal, Lisa. Yeah. I always thought you were smart, intelligent.
Lee, when we say that you've been on holidays in Australia and in the world, anywhere you are, it's very hard to go on holidays at the moment because of COVID-19 lockdown. So there's been a lot of streaming, a lot of watching things, a lot of listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say thank you. Because you put me onto a podcast called Strong Songs.
Oh, how good is it?
It's so good, and it's basically a guy who analyses the greatest songs ever written. Oh, well, we think, I seem to match all the songs I think are great.
Ooh. Oh, Blue Suede.
Blue Suede. Hey, hooked on a feeling.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room.
He hasn't done boom, boom, boom. He hasn't. But he did do a series, and it's been going for 2 years, and I looked at all the songs and I've loved them. One of the songs that came up is from a musical that I dearly love.
Here we go.
Let's just say it's from Hamilton.
Mick, has Jane been banging on a lot about Hamilton?
She's watched it 13 times since it's appeared on
Disney+. I've seen the
stage
show.
And I know you feel exactly the same way about this musical which you saw.
Me and Jane are like having a proper mind meld today.
Yeah, we are.
Flavoured chips and the Hamilton and the strong songs.
It's and like you've interviewed Lin-Manuel Miranda as well.
It's like the Thinking Woman's Titanic. You know how people used to go see the Titanic 27 times?
Yep.
Well, now all the smart women in my life are going, you've got to go and see Hamilton.
Have you seen it yet, Mick?
Oh, I haven't, no, because there's singing involved.
No, so I'm going to see. Well, we can't sit in the same room together because we're in Victoria, but I will do it one day. But there is a song called Satisfied, and he analyses that song, Lee. This is just a little snip of Satisfied.
Strike me as a woman who has never been satisfied.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. You forget yourself.
You're like me. I'm never satisfied.
Is that right?
I've never been satisfied.
Triple M.
Okay.
What is going on? Can I just say it's no nonsense?
Look, and I assume, you've got to be streaming Disney+ to watch it. And when I think of the streaming services you most likely access at home, Mick, Disney+ is the one that springs.
Holy.
There's
God
definitely
bless
no
you,
singing.
We'll give out the name of the podcast. It's called Strong Songs. And there's other songs like God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
God Only Knows What I Do.
Great song.
One of the greatest songs ever.
And the guy who hosted, his name's Kirk Hamilton, he's just adorable, but he's a really brilliant teacher. He explains things so clearly and well, and he helps you hear things in the songs that you've never heard before, and he helps you understand why they work incredibly well. It's so fantastic.
I agree, Leigh, and he's a musician himself, as you are. Now, I still think a lot of people don't understand that you are a musician yourself and you can play piano extremely well.
I am pretty average, actually, but
not really.
I can bang out a tune on it, basically. I really love it. I really, really love
it. What's your style?
I can't wait,
are you kind of trad jazz?
Well, I was really lucky. I had an absolutely awesome teacher when I was growing up, so I can read music and play classical music, but I can also play by ear.
I'm not joking around here. If you want to have a big, when all COVID's gone, we're going to have a big party night, and Lee's on the keyboards. Don't worry.
Just don't do any Little Richard. That's all I'm saying. Jane took him to pieces on this program.
Hey, Lee, we better get a bit mature and grown up at some stage and point out what you're going to talk about.
What's on tonight?
No, on 7:30 tonight. Actually, we've got a really good story that fits with the coronavirus pandemic stuff and looks at a hospital in Melbourne, the Brunswick Private Hospital, which is in the north of Melbourne. They had a spike.
Is that
there.
A hot spot? Is that the phrase we're looking for?
Well, it was, but there's a family who's spoken to us where they noticed their mum was in there, Mabel Thatcher her name was, and they noticed there was a real lack of physical distancing and they weren't in the physio sort of sessions and there wasn't enough mask wearing. Anyway, their mum was discharged. 2 days later, they heard that there was a cluster of corona there. They hadn't been contacted. They got in touch with the hospital via social media. Then they were rung by the CEO to say, it's fine, your mum didn't come into contact with anyone with corona. 2 days later, she became unwell, was diagnosed with COVID-19, and she unfortunately died.
Oh, God.
So they're sort of talking to us to say, look, you know, we've got to improve our practices here. And so the hospital, Brunswick Private Hospital, has given us a statement to say that masks now are mandatory for all staff and visitors, and they dispute that there was a lack of social distancing, but they say that they've enhanced their practices and so on. But the family's talking because they just don't want that to happen to anyone else.
Sounds like that's a barrel of laughs.
Mm. And well, no, it's very brave of them to do that too, because it's getting very serious.
It's an important story.
And it's not just elderly people too who are unfortunately dying from this. Mm. Now, Lee, I'm going to finish on something and asking you, because not only are you listening to podcasts, when you're on holidays, you're able to watch shows. And you watch a show called Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this just not The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
It basically is. It's on Netflix. Lots of people have been watching it. It's a woman who's a matchmaker in India, and she's helping just line up young people who are looking for partners. I was going to say, have you not watched any of it, Jane?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. I was going to ask what you thought of it. I find it a little bit sad, actually, just the sort of, and same with, you know, sometimes when I watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Just some of people's desperation.
Sad.
Well,
have you looked at Bachelor in Paradise? I mean, these are seriously stable human beings in Australia
going on an island. Well, in an arranged marriage environment, I can be popular with a lot of mums out there who go,
oh my God,
this guy is tailor made. This guy's 100%. There's no downside. What's it called before we go?
Indian Matchmaker.
Right. Have a look.
Oh, my
thanks.
God, brilliant.
Lee, and have a good one tonight, as you usually
thanks,
do.
Yes, guys. Catch you later.
Keep us informed.
Lee Sales, ABC 7:30.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Hey,
guys, you know I like a good celebrity feud.
Oh, yeah. You're like a fight, not a feud.
Well, yeah, it starts as a feud, and even in that terrain, I love it when they go head-to-head.
It's always good to watch,
fun to see rich people making dicks of themselves.
What have you found?
Well, there's a new one brewing, and it all comes out of my very studious follow and study of the Johnny Depp court case, which is just a new high watermark. I want to play him in a remake of this court case. Because
you're Johnny Depp.
I can be anyone. I could be Amber Heard.
You could be Pistol.
You could be Pistol and Boo. This just gets better and better. And, of course, there were those charges made of Elon Musk turning up late when Johnny wasn't there on nights and evenings.
Yes.
Anyway, he got named and Elon Musk has fired back and said, if he wants to have a go, let's do it in the ring, in the cage.
Okay.
He said he wants to fade cage fight Johnny Depp, because Johnny calls him the mollusk. Yes, how's the mollusk? And a quote, I'll show him something he's never seen before, like the underside of his dick when I cut it off. Pardon my French.
God.
Good Lord.
Hey, Your Honour.
This is in the High Court.
The High Court is going to have to be steam cleaned. He's going to have to be steam cleaned after the Johnny Depp case. I think they'll close it for a while. They'll just go, this court is in
they'll
recess.
They'll fumigate it.
This court is in recess for 5 years.
Of course.
But anyway, there's a cage match I'd like to see.
Elon Musk.
So you can put it on the same card as Mike Tyson and the Silverback Gorilla. Our baboons.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
That's a true story. Mike Tyson went to a zoo after hours, paid a zookeeper, and then offered a zookeeper about $10,000 to let him into the cage to fight a silverback because he thought he was bullying the other gorillas.
He's not going to win that fight. I know it in my heart. It's just not going to happen.
He's very lucky he did not get into the ring.
Well, you would have seen silverbacks, Jane, wouldn't you, when you went to...
I don't know if you know. I've been to Africa.
Chihuahua.
Wow.
Do they actually sing that song over there?
Is that
no, they think it's a little commercialised, actually.
Do they?
Yeah. Like, they just sing traditional Ugandan songs.
Have you got one? So I know you can talk gorilla.
No, I'm not going to try and do something like that. It's not from
my
background.
You've talked gorilla before. Why don't you do a...
I can talk gorilla. You want me to know right now?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you can't say that on radio. You can't say that on radio, Jane. You potty mouth. So, hey. So Mike Tyson fights a silverback.
Yep.
He's
Elon
dead.
Musk.
He is dead, yep.
Fights the mollusk. He's already got the nickname. The mollusk fights... Johnny Depp.
Yep.
And our baboons running around with chainsaws. We need to get them on the same
on.
Card.
That is funny.
Right, you've
I've got another fight.
What have you got?
Well, this involves Clive Palmer, actually.
Oh, this is a real howdy-do. How do you do?
And this is Clive Palmer versus Twisted Sister. So this is another fight.
Mm. Yes.
You may recall that he used as part of his campaign, we're not going to take it.
You appropriated
anymore.
Have we got that there? Australia ain't going to cop it. No, Australia.
I have to say that sounds very much like Pots and Pans Maddie, that singing.
It does too, doesn't it? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, totally.
Could that be a COVID-19, do you think?
It could be.
We'll get
I
sued.
Think it's COVID-19. COVID. I think it is, secretly.
Yeah.
Our producer Maddie has been doing that secretly.
Now, he said he had permission to do that from the publisher, which I think is Warner Music. What say you?
Well, I say that wasn't correct. What he's using now as a defence about Universal Music, the lawsuit he's taking, he's saying it actually comes from a Christmas carol. Nothing to do with Twisted Sister.
What?
And the Christmas carol is O Come All Ye Faithful.
O Come All Ye Faithful.
No.
We're not going to take it.
That's what it sounds like, Maddie. if he was in the castrati.
Do you know what? I think he might have something.
Well, how? Why?
Because it's the same
it is
vibe.
Not. Jane, come on.
We're not going to take it.
O come, all ye faithful.
We're not going to take it.
O come, all ye faithful.
What about
we sing a duet. There's our karaoke song, by the way.
Going to take it.
Of course you're
Mickey.
Going
to. We're not.
But why is Mickey inserted in there when we're just having a good time?
Well, Manny's done it. He's mashed the two together.
He's mashed them.
Has he? Okay.
Is it Chipmunks
the first? It's not Chipmunks. That is spooky, and I think Clive Palmer's going to win.
Clive Palmer's going to use Maddie's mashup in court. Maddie will get called.
Yeah.
Maddie is going to be his personal butler.
Remember we were speaking to, who was it at the time?
That was a D. Snyder from...
D. Snyder.
Yeah.
This was at the time this was raging because he was in Australia and he actually spoke
great.
To us
just
after a meeting.
From Twisted Sister.
I mean, you caught me at a really good time because I just came out of a meeting with Universal Publishing and the lawyers. I mean, they are going after this guy full bore.
Yeah, you're right. D. Snyder from Twisted Sister.
There you go.
Hot off the press. God.
We are so all over
Fight
this.
Club. I can't wait.
Fight Club. There it is.
It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Choice Hotels. You need a break with hotels across Australia. Book direct at choicehotels.com.
Well done,
this
Choice. The best in the business by a long shot. Whenever you're cold calling, any town in Australia, especially our favourite areas like the regional areas of Australia, just if you don't know where to go or what to do, just look up Choice Hotels. You won't be let down. On the line, Alicia Cavalan. The general manager of Breeze in Mooloola Bar Beach. Damn you, Alicia. Damn you to hell. How are you going there, by the way? I bet you it's a balmy 28 degrees out, is it? Sun out, life good?
It is beautiful, absolutely. We had the PM here earlier today.
You had the PM. Did he save anyone?
Can't confirm that, I'm sorry.
We love Mooloola Bar. You're on the Sunshine Coast. You're not doing it hard, are you? If you're going to open a hotel, I would have thought that's the place to do it.
Well, it's right opposite the beach, so that's for starters where you'd get a hotel happening.
Absolutely. No, it is a beautiful spot. I'm very blessed to be where we are.
I'm looking at pictures and I'm coming myself. Can you book me a room?
I'm fighting for you.
book me a room.
What would you like me to book you in for?
Book me in for a year. can you?
And I'll do you a special rate.
A special rate? That would be fantastic.
These rooms look so beautiful. They're really modern, fantastic looking. Congratulations. Yeah, looks wonderful.
Thank you. Look, we're very new. We only opened December 2016, so lovely modern property and, as you say, directly opposite the beach. So, yeah, in a beautiful climate.
So you could see me running across the road in my lolly bags.
Okay.
You back to the hotel.
That'd be upsetting. Well,
that should be on the poster for
I do work in back office, so it's okay.
Oh, good for you. Now, I believe you've got the best coffee in town.
Oh, absolutely. Not personally, but Shorthouse Brew Bar just down the road is fantastic,
And what about fish and chips? Where can I get those?
Anywhere down on the spit. A big selection there. You've got the Moolabar Fish Market. If you want something a little bit more fancy, Fish on Parkin.
Okay, you're just showing off now. You're really starting to annoy me, Elise. Hey, also, any place that's got a spit, I'm in. You know what I mean? Straight away, you've said the right thing. I love that part of the world. It's one of the best parts of Australia. And being one of the best parts of Australia, it's one of the best places in the bloody world. Mm. And your joint looks remarkable. Good on you. You've given it a cuddle. Say hi to everyone at Moolabar and we'll swing by soon.
We'll hope to see you soon.
Look forward to seeing you. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Choice Hotels. And a shout out to Mix 92.7 on the Sunshine Coast. Mark and Caroline for breakfast.
I like Caroline. I don't care for much. Okay. I really don't.
Friends of the show. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
If you missed any of it, what you can do is download the podcast, kennedymalloy.com.
That was fun. I always love catching up with Lee Sales and I love talking music with her. And, you know.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and have a packet of chicken chips because I don't care what you say.
I will not
take them out of the repertoire.
They're in the McMalloy hamper.
They're in the McMalloy vending machine.
I'm not going to stop you from eating chicken chips.
I don't know why.
I've just said that.
Sometimes you just turn on things for no good reason.
Well, why don't you go and have chicken chips and listen to the Taylor Swift album I recommended?
Well, I don't want to go mad.
Maybe if I was a
divorced wife with two cats, I might go sit on the couch and listen to Taylor Swift and eat my chips. I liked her documentary. I told you that.
Amazingly talented.
So there you go. Anyway.
What's your favourite song on the record?
Cardigan.
Oh, yeah. That's the first single I've
heard. Also, I like Betty.
Okay.
Betty's a song about someone she did wrong to and she now confesses all these
Do you think she'll ever have a relationship that's sustained? Do you think she'll ever, write a song about being happily ever after? Why can't she hold a man if she seems to be going out with these guys for 3 months at a time, Jane?
Because she's a multi-millionaire. She's probably a billionaire. She travels the world. She's chased down streets. She's like the Beatles.
So she just casts boys aside willy-nilly.
She doesn't do it. They can't stand that she's so successful.
I saw her unit when I went to Nashville when I interviewed Bon Jovi that time.
You saw a unit?
Yeah, I went on a tour around Nashville and the bus driver says that unit up there in the high rise, that's where Taylor Swift is.
A unit?
That's just stalking.
Has she got a restraining order on you? I took a photo.
1 minute you're on the end of John Bon Jovi's bed. Now you're pointing at her. Do you know what? She's played. I mean, you know my thoughts on her. She's one of the most talented
Great songwriter.
I loved her country music.
She played too.
She played the Grand Ole Opry at some insanely young age. I think she's one of the youngest to ever do it. Good Lord.
I recommend it.
She should team up with the Dixie Chicks. I said this. The Dixie Chicks, who are now the Chicks, should support her. She should be on tour with them.
Let's call them up. Let's get the Chicks on the show.
All right. Let's get them all on. What about the Dixie Chicken Chips? That's what I'm going to have
I think we are done for the day. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Limo is going to join.
Limo!
Some big news too, apparently.
Very big news that Limo's got.
He's a dirty, rotten scouser. He's off. Oh. He's off to another network.
We'll say goodbye to him. We'll give him a fitting farewell.
I will sue him.
Paul Kaleja as well.
That'll be tomorrow. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels is there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.